Biola, B as in boy, I-O-L-A, Boudreaux, B as in boy, O-U-D-R-E-A-U-X, 216-47, 77-year-old woman, originally from Mathis, M-A-T-H-I-S, Texas, was interviewed today with at her residence with for possibility of end-of-life care and hospice care, period. New paragraph, this 77-year-old woman is a heavy smoker. She continues to smoke. In the past month, she's lost about 10 pounds. She's weak. She's having a hard time walking. She lived in Humble, Texas, with a common-law husband, had 6 children, but has recently moved to a group home or a care home because she's no longer able to take care of herself. She was an office worker and worked in different clinics most of her life, period. Medical problems include COPD, CRF, psych issues, bipolar disorder, and depression, surgery, tonsillectomy, tubal ligation, COVID immunization, up-to-date family history. Mom died some sort of cancer. Dad was killed. The VF system, she's thin, she's weak, she has lost weight, she's short of breath, she does not want to stop smoking. At the time of evaluation, she was hypoxic, tachycardic, and had difficulty walking and talking. History of atrial fibrillation, hypertension, allergic rhinitis. Medication, Neurontin 100 TID, Remeron 7.5 at bedtime, Xarelto 10 milligram a day, Losartan 100 milligram a day, hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram a day, Singulair 10 milligram a day, Zoloft 50 milligram a day, Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs a day, and Flonase 2 puffs once a day. And she uses her nebulizer 4 times a day. She's awake but confused, oriented to person and place only, 132 over 88, 66, 92, heart positive, small positive, still lungs, bronchi, and rouse in both. Both lung fields, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, or mucosa with any legionological non-focal. Assessment, 77-year-old woman with history of gastroesophageal reflux, end-stage COPD, borderline hypoxemia, shortness of breath, tachycardia, right-sided heart failure, pulmonary hypertension, and core pulmonary related to her COPD, period. In the paragraph, she also suffers from atrial fibrillation, hypertension, neuropathy, depression. She uses albuterol on a regular basis. She's lost weight. She's thin. She's requiring help with ADL and has issues with bowel and bladder incontinency. Patient needs help of a caretaker to live on a daily basis, and appears quite weak at times and is most of the time bedbound, given her thinness, her weakness, her debility, and her overall prognosis remains quite poor. Thank you. With end-stage COPD. Thank you.